Voici des vrais indicatifs à toi à coulabra antosi va achidabra andaya. Ah, Sadabra. Father, we thank you for today, the gift and the gift of life that you've given unto us. We thank you for Mount Zion daily devotional. We thank you for another day of inspiration, another day of hope, another day of healing, another day of salvation, and another day of restoration, and yet another day of glory. Even as we gather around you to hear you, may the heaven be open over us. May your word find a place in our spirit. And may we be moved by your engrafted word to walk in this season of glory. We thank you and we appreciate you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, you are welcome to Mount Zion daily devotion. Even as we continue our journey, in the team the Lord gave us for the month of March, from glory to glory. Hallelujah. And I believe by now your life have been affected and imparted by the glory of the Lord. And you are metamorphosing. You are changing from one degree of glory unto another. You are experiencing the transfiguration power of God's glory. Your life is getting better by the day. Your health is getting better. Your finances is getting better. Your career getting better. Your Christian walk is getting better. Everything about you is experiencing one degree of glory. And as we continue today, our topic is, you have a glorious inheritance. We that are born again, born into God's family, becoming partakers of the divine nature, have received a glorious inheritance in Christ Jesus. Amen. And today we're taking our reading from Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 15. The Bible declares, according to Paul, that I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of, let me take it again. Paul says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, did you hear that? May give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I also pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, and the riches of his glorious inheritance in his people. The riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, or for his holy people. Paul says, I pray for you that God will open your eye. I believe we've been sharing this. One of the blessings we need from God is that he will grant understanding into this topic, from glory to glory. He will grant us understanding to the reality of the fact that Jesus has suffered for us and he has brought us a glorious life. And so Paul is praying for the church of Ephesus that the eye of the understanding will be enlightened, will be opened. They will catch the revelation that God has called them with a call of hope, and also has called them into a glorious inheritance. And saying this glorious inheritance is very rich. So he called it the riches of his glorious inheritance for the saints. So you are entitled to the riches of God's glorious inheritance. You have a glorious inheritance in Christ Jesus. And what do you mean by an inheritance? The definition of inheritance is this. Inheritance is the practice of passing on property, titles, debts, rights and obligations upon the death of an individual. Let me take it again. An inheritance is the practice, of passing on property, titles, debts, rights, riches, obligations, assets upon the death of an individual. So simply put, all that Christ accomplished through his death has been passed on as an inheritance unto us. And Paul is praying that the Lord will open your eyes and open my eyes so that we will perceive, we will understand, we will catch the revelation of how rich this glorious inheritance that Christ has passed on to us is. Of course, Christ has paid all our debts, so he hasn't passed on any debt to us. But he has passed on to us gifts, spiritual gifts. He has passed on to us prosperity. The Bible says he became poor so that we will become rich. He has passed on to us sound health. The Bible says by his stripes, he sustains stripes and wounds so that we will experience his healing. He has passed on unto us the heritage of the Holy Spirit. He said, when I go, I will ask the Father and he will send you another comforter. His name is the Holy Spirit, the Allos Paracletos. Everything that Christ has been passed on to us. In fact, the book of Romans makes us understand that Christ is the heir of God. He's the one who has inherited all that God had. And he also said that God has made us joint heirs with Christ. So we have inherited, we are co-inheritors of whatever Christ has inherited from his Father. So therefore, my prayer, just as Paul is praying for us, that the eye of our understanding will be open. You will catch the full revelation of this riches of glorious inheritance, and we will know and understand without any shadow of doubt or argument that we have inherited. We have a glorious inheritance in Christ Jesus. And this glorious inheritance is a rich inheritance. The riches of his glorious inheritance, that your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know. It all starts with knowledge. You know this morning that you are not poor, spiritually and physically. You have a glorious inheritance. You have inherited every property of Jehovah God, including the entire earth. The Bible says everything was made through the word, Jesus Christ. Nothing was made that was made. He also said everything that was made for him. Jesus is the inheritor of every Christ, everything God owns. And you have become a joint heir. Therefore, you are a possessor of the riches of his glorious inheritance. Jile atulabra ando sita asulabra in Christ Jesus. The Message Bible says that I ask the God of our Master Jesus Christ, the God of glory, I will come to that, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally, that your eyes focus and clear. Your eyes will be focused and clear so that you can see exactly what it is he is calling you to. Okay, you see exactly what God is calling you to, so that you also grasp the immensity of this glorious way of life he has for his followers. that when the eye of your understanding is open, you will understand and appreciate the immensity, the extraordinariness, the greater extent of this glorious life, of this glorious way of life that God has granted unto you. Your life is absolutely glorious. He has put you on a glorious way of life. And Paul is praying according to the message Bible that you understand the immensity, how glorious your life is, the riches of his glorious inheritance that has been passed on to you in Christ Jesus. It is Paul's prayer, and it is my prayer for you today, that you understand that this is not just one topic gone by, but this is the reality of your life, that having given your life into Christ Jesus, you have become a new creation in Christ, and this new life entitles you to the riches of his glorious inheritance in Christ. You have an inheritance in Christ, and this inheritance is a glorious and a rich life. Receive it, walk in it, let it be activated by knowledge, by understanding, by revelation. Know and be conscious and declare to yourself and your family and anybody you meet today that I am an inheritor of God's glorious riches. My life is empowered by glory and by divine riches. I cannot be poor again in my life. I cannot be miserable again in my life. I have an inheritance. I have inheritance. I have properties. I have assets. I have assets. And I have assets to God's glorious inheritance. And my life cannot be short of his glory, for that is what Christ has fully paid for me. Kila asulabra andu amahaku asuara kila indi kila anto sitekali hashulabra andi. The New Living Translation says that I pray that your heart will be flooded with light, so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to you, those who are called, and also his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. You are not just a possessor of his rich and glorious inheritance. You have become God's rich and glorious inheritance. Hey, I hope somebody understands this. Alima Akata, by virtue of what has been passed on to you, you have become God's rich and God's glorious inheritance. When God sits up there, he prides himself with his inheritance on earth. This inheritance which is rich and glorious, and you are that inheritance. So you are not just receive an inheritance which is glorious, that entitles you to your glorious life. You have become that rich and glorious inheritance. You are an embodiment of God's rich and glorious inheritance. Therefore, your life must depict who you are according to the reality of God's word. Ma shida anda, alima akulibri. I hope you are learning something. I hope you are learning something. An inheritance is the practice of passing on property titles, rights, obligations upon the death of an individual. Christ has died. 1 Peter 1:10-11 says, when they were looking into the mystery of the grace, they saw two things: the sufferings of Christ and the glories that will follow. He suffered, he died, and he has passed on a glorious inheritance to us. Our life must automatically bear the signature and the tune of this glorious inheritance. We are possessors. We have received his glorious inheritance. Even in Christ Jesus. Kila asulabra antosi asiana antia. Kila ando. Sida andaya. The Amplified Version says, by having Kila Antu Sataya, by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light. Light is knowledge, so that you can know and understand the hope to which He has called you, and how rich, are you listening? How rich is His glorious inheritance in the saints, those people He has set apart for Himself. How rich is God's glorious inheritance in your life? Your eye must be open this morning. Your understanding must be clear this morning, so that you will appreciate how rich is His glorious inheritance for you. Amen. Let me share the last revelation. Then we pray. From this whole chapter and verse that we are reading, it says that, verse 15, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, your Father is called who? The glorious Father. One version says the God of glory. That is, God of glory has sons and daughters. What do you think would be the name of the sons and the daughters? You cannot have a father called the God of glory or the Father of glory, and His children will be called something else. Somebody say a dog begets puppies, a human being begets babies, and God, the God of glory, begets children of glory. Your Father cannot be called God of glory, Father of glory, and you are called what? A child of disgrace. No! God of glory has given birth of children of glory. So let it be known to you, and let your consciousness grasp this, that you are an embodiment of glory. You are a child of glory. You are a son of glory. You are a daughter of glory, born by the God of glory. I am glory personified. My life is glorious. My life gets better by the day. It shines, it bright, it overcomes, it conquers. I don't live under sickness, under bondage, under affliction. No, I am an embodiment of glory. I'm a child of glory, born by the Father of glory. Receive that revelation. So your Father is called the Father of glory. He's called the God of glory. Hey, this one says, the Message Bible says, I ask and ask that the God of our Master Jesus Christ, the God of glory, is called the God of glory. The God of glory. The New Living says, the Amplified says, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. Ha! Your Father is called the Father of glory. Your God is called the God of glory, and He has begotten children of glory. Don't call yourself by another name that you are not. You are a child of glory, a son of glory, a wife of glory, a husband of glory, hey, a daughter of glory, an accountant of glory, a nurse of glory, machine katabra ando, a clinical psychologist of glory, me under us, a pastor of glory, a minister of glory, yeli indeed, a student of glory, makambo koto, a lawyer of glory, missing under aka, executive director of glory, a CEO of glory. Hey, glory is your name. Begin to function by this glorious inheritance. Beloved, the message is simple. We have an inheritance in Christ. And I've explained the definition of inheritance. What Christ, through His death, has passed on unto you, which has become your right and your obligations. And this inheritance, according to the Bible, is rich and is glorious. And one version says, you have become God's, an embodiment of his riches and his glory. So you become God's inheritance. You are not just a possessor of an inheritance. You are become God's rich and glorious inheritance on earth. Your life must turn out as it ought to be by this revelation. As you continue to meditate, turn this into a song, sing it to yourself every day, make a declaration unto yourself and see your life changing, see the metamorphosis, see the transfiguration, see your life taking shape, see your destiny falling in place, a realignment of what God created you to be. For your life is filled with the inheritance of glory. Child of God, begin to thank God. Father, we thank you, O God, for this awesome, awesome revelation that we have inherited your glorious riches through Christ Jesus. And we have become an embodiment of your inheritance of glorious riches. And we belong and we are children of the Father of glory. And our life is full of that glory. For we are the offspring of this glory. We are the descendants of this glory. We bear the DNA of our Father, which is the DNA of glory. No shame, no disgrace that will come near our dwelling. No disease will overcome us. No failure will truncate our life. No delay, no setback, no affliction of the enemy will stay with us. For we have moved into a different realm. We have left the old life. Everything has become new because we are the new creations of God. Because we have been born again. We have been regenerated with the power of glory. And our lives are full of the glory of the Lord. And we are displaying the light of his glory. We are the light of the world. We shine forth, we flood our light everywhere. And we are connected to the wealth of the nations. We have global potential. We are the children of glory. We our lives are full of the glory of the Lord. And Father, we thank you and we give you the praise. We also intercede for the nations across the world, that this glory that is in us will influence the nations, decisions in nations, that we will be on top, ruling and running the affairs of this world. We pray for leaders across the nation, that the fear of the Lord will overcome them. We pray for the needy, the afflicted. We commit all Christendom into your hands, Lord, that today you revive the church on earth, that we possess the nations. We're lifting the leadership of our churches unto you. I pray for Apostle Nyamiche, the chairman of the Church of Pentecost, for grace, for protection, for wisdom, to excel on his job. I pray for my pastor and all my associate ministers, that grace and power and the mercy of God shall be their portion. Protect them and their families. Empower them to deliver the goods and use them, O Lord, to prepare us for the work of ministry. I pray for those seeking the fruit of the womb, that this glory will fill their womb with babies in the name of Jesus. None of them will have her head bowed down in shame, for the glory has come. Their babies have come. Receive the seed of that miracle baby. If your tombs are blocked, I command them to be open in Jesus' name. I touch the sick and I declare healing to your bones. Let your bones grow again. I pray and I open every closed door unto you. That our sister whose salary has been blocked because the people want to go and dump her somewhere, which she is refusing. I command that the fire of God will visit your workplace and overthrow those evil forces contending against you, and that your salary will be unblocked, and that useless transfer, I stop it and I cancel it in the mighty name of Jesus. Child of God, let the glory in your inside shine around you, and may your life become better today. If you have not received Jesus Christ, please pray this prayer with me. For you are denying yourself a rich, glorious inheritance. Say, Father, I come before you just as I am. I am a sinner. and I confess my sins and I repent and I ask for forgiveness. I also receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Come and rule over my life and make me your own. Oh, let me serve you for all the days of my life and write my name in your book of life. If I pray this prayer, God has heard you according to his word. I pray that you'll be established in this grace and you'll never fall. And the light of God will empower you to live righteously for him. Please find a good Bible believing church like the Church of Pentecost. Let them baptize you in water and let them lead you to the Holy Spirit baptism. And please subject yourself to discipleship so that you can grow and become mature in Christ. If you have any challenge in this regard, you can contact me on 0545-912295. 0545-912295. If you are living outside of Ghana, our international code is 233. Is it 223 or 233? I've even forgotten. Find out. You can easily get it on the net, our international code. I think it's 223. Yes. May the Lord bless and keep you, even as you continue to listen to this devotion and pray so that you will catch the activation of the glory, also inheritance that you have in Christ. It will begin to show forth in your spirit. Your spirit will get hold of it and begin to take hold of your body, take hold of your soul, and take hold of your life. And your destiny will be realigned and you will fulfill your purpose in a very glorious way. In Jesus' name, I declare you blessed. Shall we share the benediction? Say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. And may you not just be a possessor of the richest inheritance in Christ, but you also become God's own rich and glorious inheritance on this earth. You, together with your family, begin to show forth the glory in you. Amen. There's no meeting on Saturday. There's an all night on Friday. If you can, please join us. But today, those of you in PRWC Atomic at Kratos Service, I am speaking on the topic, give him no rest. Give God no rest and give yourself no rest until he establishes you. You will speak, you will share the word of God powerfully, and you also pray. And God will realign your destiny. Any detour in your destiny will be realigned. And God will give you rest. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. In Jesus' name. Amen.